Earlier this week, the Trump administration threatened China with $200 billion in new tariffs as trade relations between the superpowers continue to fray. The tit for tat has some communities in Idaho concerned and looking for answers. Matt Gillum has more.
Eastern Idaho's Power County is heavily reliant on agriculture, which means it falls in the crosshairs of recent Chinese tariffs. An analysis by the left-leaning Brookings Institute includes Power County among the top 15 U.S. counties affected by this new regime of levies. It states nearly 40% of jobs there in food processing could be affected. In response to the latest salvo from China, leaders from Power County met in American Falls with state and federal lawmakers on short notice.
We had representation from Risch's office, Simpson's office, and CRAPO.
That's Power County Commissioner Ron Funk. He says businesses looking for information were Simplot, the hay operation at Driscoll Brothers, and Mountain States Oilseeds.
It gave an opportunity for the local businesses to share their concerns and to see what kind of plan there was going forward. And a lot of information was shared back and forth on how much trade do we actually do in foreign markets here out of Idaho, which is kind of impressive.
While overall exports from Idaho to China decreased by 43% between 2016 and 2017, food and agriculture exports grew by almost 35% and were valued at $61 million. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.